Welcome back to another episode of Climate Change for Beginners. I'm your host, Dr. Kieran O'Carroll. Today, we're going to dive into an unexpected crossroad of climate action and football. Yes, you heard that right. From the pitch to the stands, football clubs are stepping up to address the pressing issue of climate change and are shaping the future of sustainability in sports. Football. It's more than just a game. It's a global passion. But with great power comes great responsibility. Have you ever pondered the environmental impact of football, or the game-changing role football can play in championing sustainability? Bohemians in Dublin are pioneers in this space. They're not just focused on goals on the field, but are taking bold strides towards climate justice. Their initiatives, like the Bohemian Environmental Justice Film Festival and the Bohemian Way, which merge music and art to spotlight local environmental actions, are truly transformative. But they aren't the only ones. Clubs worldwide are making waves with their green initiatives. Take Werder Bremen in Germany, for instance. They're offering free public transport tickets on match days, encouraging cycling, providing ample bike parking, and even getting their hands dirty with local tree planting and river cleanups. These actions contribute significantly to a greener community. Then there's Club Brugge from Belgium. While they are known for their exploits on the field, their off-the-field actions have been equally commendable. The club's approach to waste management stands out. They've adopted selective waste collection on match days, ensuring that waste is appropriately sorted and treated. Now moving a little south to Spain, let's talk about Real Betis. Their ambition? Achieving carbon neutrality by 2030. This is a bold statement from a club of such stature, showing they are deeply committed to the cause. But crucially, it's not just about grand declarations. Real Betis is backing up its claims with actionable steps. One such initiative is their Forever Green platform. This innovative platform connects companies and organizations to help foster eco-friendly practices, creating community projects that collaborate and share sustainable solutions. Real Betis places significant emphasis on fan involvement. They actively involve their supporters in sustainability process, promoting eco-friendly practices and ensuring that green and white of their crest extends beyond the jersey, reflecting a commitment to their environment. And let's not forget FC St. Pauli. Based in a bustling urban setting, they're working hand in hand with the city of Hamburg, championing the rewilding of urban areas. Truly a goal worth striving for. With fan surveys indicating strong support for clubs to embrace environmental initiatives, the ball is clearly in the court of football clubs. Just think about the reach and impact these clubs can have in pushing forward the narrative of sustainability and climate justice. Beyond the roar of the crowd and the thrill of the game, football clubs have an incredible opportunity, a responsibility even, to lead from the front, transforming not just their operations, but influencing millions of fans to adopt sustainable habits. In the grand stadium of life, where the stakes are our own very survival and the health of our planet, these football clubs are proving that with teamwork, dedication, and community engagement, we can score the ultimate goal, a sustainable and just future for all. Thank you for joining me on this exciting journey through the world of football and climate action. Remember, each one of us can play a part. Let's rally together. Until next time, thank you for listening to Climate Change for Beginners.